From the studios of WXXI, this is Backstage Pass. I'm Julia Figueres. Ah, summer. That time of year when musicians hit the festival circuit, playing chamber music in churches, concert halls, vineyards, and parks. This summer, three area music festivals come to us. First up, the Geneva Music Festival, founded in 2011 by violinist Jeffrey Hurd. He's here with friends to celebrate season number 8. It's the sounds of summer next on WXXI. Welcome to Backstage Pass. I'm Julia Figueres. We are celebrating summer music festivals all through the months of summer on Classical 91.5. And joining us today is a festival in its 8th season and its second appearance on Backstage Pass. It's the Geneva Music Festival. Joining us today is Jeffrey Hurd, the director and founder of the Geneva Music Festival. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having me, Julia.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And the friends that I mentioned before who come in to join us, we have violinist Jinju Cho.
Hello.
We have a pianist Hyung-Soo Kim.
Hello.
This is not to be confused with the baseball player with the same name. Our cellist today is Max Geisler.
Hi there.
And our violinist today, our violist rather, is Eric Wong.
Hi.
So it's great to have all of you here. Let's talk a little bit about your festival. It's 8 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the impetus for starting this, Jeff?
Well, I had been returning to Geneva and the Finger Lakes for quite some time to give concerts, and there were a number of us from Geneva who studied in Geneva as children and went on to careers in classical music, and I thought, you know, we could do something really nice for this community, and the community had always done so much to support us that I had this idea of starting a festival. We came back, we offered a couple concerts one weekend, and the support was tremendous, and it was enough where within a couple of years we had moved to a 2-week festival with offering 4 or 5 performances. And now this year we have 3 weeks of concerts. We have 14 concerts throughout the Finger Lakes from 4 different cities, as well as an additional week where we travel to nursing homes, retirement centers, schools, and do outreach programs.
How big is 2B? Do you know at what point you have reached your max on this?
Right now, I think we're about, everybody laughs. Right now, I think we are at close to the maximum we can do. You know, we are so lucky to have the support of a lot of people in our community who volunteer their time around all year round to put this event on. And it's a tremendous amount of work. And so I think expansion beyond this point is limited to what, you know, people can handle and what I can take on as a project. So, while I would love to see the festival continue to grow and evolve in the years to come, we have to be reasonable and do what we can.
I see a thread when I look at the players in this room. I actually see two threads, and one would be the Cleveland Institute of Music.
That's right.
And the other one would be Shepherd School of Music.
That's
Rice
right.
University. Is this where you grab your friends?
Well, I've been lucky to have a lot of amazing friends over the years, and a lot of amazing friends that are willing to come share their time with us here in Geneva. So yes, many of the artists that come to the Geneva Music Festival are my friends from CIM. Jinju, for instance, I love telling the story. Well, I went to CIM when I was 16. I was in the Young Artist Program. Jinju went as well. She was 14, and she was a little firecracker, just giving everybody a hard time. And, you know, we've stayed friends ever since. And I was really lucky that she was willing to come and the last 2 years come visit us in Geneva and share her talents with us. But Eric Wong as well. Yeah, we played in quartet our freshman year at the Cleveland Institute of Music. We also, I've known Eric, I think, since I was 9. We were at the Ithaca College Suzuki Institute together.
Eric, what was he like when he was 9?
Oh, boy.
Oh, I like to say that he was a bit of a teacher's pet. Which is accurate.
And Max?
Max, I met at Kneisel Hall, which is a chamber music festival in Maine. And then we both went on to study at the Shepherd School. And so we've played a lot of concerts over the last, I think, six years we've been playing together now, maybe. And he's been at the Geneva Music Festival for the last four.
And Hyun-soo, he's been logging some time with you.
Hyun-soo's a new friend. I met him last year, but he's been a great addition to our lineup, and we've been really lucky to have him as well.
Well, now that we've met all the players, I think that it's time for us to hear all the players perform on Backstage Pass. We actually will begin with just two, and that will be our violinist, Jinju Cho, and our pianist, Hyun-soo Kim, as they step up to play the magnificent Poem by Ernest Chausson, a celebration of the Geneva Music Festival on Backstage Pass. Thank you. That was violinist Jinju Cho with pianist Hyun Soo Kim playing Chasson's Poem on Classical 91.5 as we celebrate the Geneva Music Festival. I'm Julia Figueres. You, our cellist, Max Geisler, also have a music festival that you created.
Yes, I helped start. It's called Kalmia Gardens in Durham, Connecticut. I helped start it with Leah Gassler, a violist who I met also at Kneisel Hall with Jeff. So it's kind of, Kneisel Hall is kind of this incubator of people starting chamber music festivals because we like to make our own opportunities to play together.
So what makes your festival special?
It's hosted on this farmland where Leah actually grew up, and we kind of repurposed the bottom part of the farmhouse to being a concert venue where for a small number of seats, where it's a really intimate environment for chamber music, which is really how chamber music is meant to be heard in the first place. And the weather's always gorgeous. There's gardens to walk through. The farmland itself, the tickets come with a tour of the gardens. And everyone likes to meet each other afterwards and big long receptions that go long into the night. And we can talk with all the audience members. Sometimes we play more music after the concerts. It's a big fun event that lasts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of each weekend.
It sounds really idyllic. So when you start these things, and you're in the mix on this as well, Jeff, Jeffrey Hurd, the director of the Geneva Music Festival, how do you get out the word? How do you push it out there and get people to come? Jeff?
Well, we were lucky in Geneva. We had somewhat of a built-in audience to get started with, but certainly as we've expanded and now we have concerts in Canandaigua, Auburn, and Skaneateles, we've had to expand our publicity efforts. We're lucky now we actually have a publicist that works with us year-round, but we do lots of radio interviews. We get our events in media calendars. I think we post our events on over 24 media calendars. We get articles published in numerous publications that promote tourism in the Finger Lakes. By visiting schools, we give vouchers to students to bring home to their parents so that even if they can't afford tickets, the parents can still bring the child to the concerts. Kind of an all-of-the-above strategy, and then word of mouth, certainly working with other organizations that already have mailing lists that, you know, maybe sometimes they'll send out an email blast for us.
You work a lot with outreach and students and kids. So kids get the vouchers. What exactly are you doing in the outreach that you're doing with students?
It depends on the age group. So if we are talking to first and second graders, there might be more of an introduction to what a violin, a cello, or what the string family of instruments is, or what chamber music is. But usually we'll have exercises where we'll let the students conduct us if they want us to play louder or softer or faster or slower. And so we let the students really become engaged in the presentation, which helps keep their focus and get them really excited about chamber music. For older groups, for instance, like Eric is going to visit the Geneva High School with his quartet, and they're bringing a poet, and the poetry is all about the African-American experience of growing up in, I think, the Bronx in probably the 60s and 70s. So it depends, and they're tying that in with chamber music. So we approach different age groups, different groups of people in different ways that we think would connect with them.
I know you're really passionate about this, Jinju, really bringing kids in to the experience. What kind of response do you generally see with kids when they are faced with chamber music, maybe for the first time?
It really varies. There are lots of different people, especially in the United States, you know, coming from Korea where it's pretty homogeneous society. I think it took me by shock when I first went to my first outreach event. The racial variety and the kinds of people who are there. So it really depends on the school and the atmosphere of the school. So having the conversation with the teachers and perhaps even the principal really helps prepare us to put together a really effective program, because you have to really curate a program that fits to their age level and what they're doing in school. It's always fun to know what they're doing in the classroom already so that we kind of make a linkage to the music with what they've heard in the classrooms together. And, you know, they're just so excited, and it's a very honest and direct reaction, which I feel is different from concert hall sometimes. You know, you never know if somebody's telling you that you done a good job just to not hurt your feelings, but you definitely know with kids, you know, how they're feeling and if they're disengaged or engaged. So it's
What's
fun.
The most common question you get asked by kids?
Can I touch your violin? You know, it's...
And
it's,
can they?
No, absolutely not. I say you can look at it. Yeah, and how much do you practice? The questions are pretty much the same, but it's really the excitement level that makes me very enthusiastic about going.
Well, we may not be able to touch your violin, but we can hear your violin.
Yes, definitely.
So let's hear your violin on Backstage Pass as we salute the Geneva Music Festival. Here is the first movement of Erwin Schulhoff's Sonata No. 2, Opus 7. Our violinist is Jinju Cho, and playing the piano, Hyun Soo Kim. Thank you. The first movement of Erwin Schulhoff's Sonata No. 2 with violinist Jinju Cho and pianist Hyun So Kim. You're listening to Backstage Pass as we have participants in the Geneva Music Festival joining us today. Our violist is Eric Wong. And Eric, you actually put together your own, at one point, your own string quartet, the Linden Quartet. How did you go about structuring that? How did you go about picking your playmates?
Well, we were all at the Cleveland Institute of Music at the time that my quartet started. And I guess there you either got put in a group by the quartet in residence there, who incidentally I play with now, the Cavani String Quartet. But, you know, it's a small school, so you kind of know who your friends are, who you like, who'd be interested in playing with. And so this, the Linden Quartet, just sort of, we were four friends who decided it might be fun to take chamber music together and learn some great music together. And it ended up turning into more than that. We ended up doing competitions, doing pretty well on them. And then we went on to play together for many years.
You're being very modest when you say pretty well.
Oh, well.
Go ahead, say it.
Oh, I mean, we won the Fish Life competition, and you know, I don't know.
That little thing.
It was a long time ago.
So you are now, as you mentioned, you're in the Cavani Quartet. Did that mean you had to break up the band?
The band did break up, but we're all still very good friends. You know, life happens, and people, different things need to happen in order for us all to become adults. And so, you know, we all live in different places now, but we keep in touch. And in fact, my old second violinist is playing at the festival this year, Catherine Cosby. So it is just a delight to reconnect with her musically.
So what is that like, entering a well-established string quartet, as you did with the Cavani?
Yeah, I mean, and I think in a sense, it's hard work and it's strange because I did study with them, and they have a very long tradition of being a quartet, over 30 years. And now that I am a new member, everyone sort of has to adjust in small ways, but, you know, just from a musical standpoint, as far as the jobs that we have in the business of the quartet, and even just the interpersonal dynamics of the quartet are very different. But in a sense, it's also been really easy because I've actually known the quartet since I was, I think, about 13. They came to my hometown and played an educational concert for my Suzuki studio mates and myself. And so I've known them for a really long time, so I have a lot of trust in them as people. And my quartet, the Linden Quartet, studied with them, so I have just a great deal of respect for them as well. So I think that those fundamental, that trust and respect, really make it actually easy to work together because we know that we have the same goals.
Did they come to you or did you go to them? When it was time to catch a new violist, did they knock on your door or did they actually hold a series of auditions?
They held auditions, but it wasn't an open casting call, so to speak. They called me and they asked if I wanted to read with them, and of course they said yes. So there was an audition though.
And how amazing is that sort of full cycle from when you were a kid to now it's your gig?
It is absolutely surreal.
Our guests today are performers from the Geneva Music Festival, and now we haven't heard our cellist and our violist actually play yet, so let's put them to work, shall we? We have two movements of Gabriel Fauré's Piano Quintet in C, Opus 15. We'll hear the first and the third. Jinju Cho, our violinist, Eric Wong, the violist, Max Geisler, the cellist, and our pianist is Hyun Soo Kim. Fauré on Backstage Pass. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the third movement of Gabriel Fauré's Piano Quintet in C minor. Before that, the first movement, our violinist Jin-Cho Cho, Eric Wong, the violist, Max Geisler, the cellist, and Hyun-Soo Kim, the pianist, on Backstage Pass. Hyun-Soo, you teach collaborative piano at the Cleveland Institute of Music in Kent State, and you also work with the Encore Chamber Music, which is with high school and college students. So as you're teaching them, what is the best piece of advice that you can give a chamber music player who's just starting out?
Well, the idea of collaborating, like playing together, is just simply you could start with, you know, like for violin pieces, you can do like small pieces, like Kreisler pieces, you know, that's just simple, you know, pumza pumza, you know, the simple accompaniment, but you could learn so much from that, you know? So I would suggest learning from that. And then I'll personally look into more orchestral reductions that will give you more greater scope of musical idea of the sound in general and like the rhythmic patterns, you know, too. And then you could move on to like sonata pieces with the duo timbre and or the piano quartets, piano trios, you know, you could move on to that. Yeah, big stuff, you know, but I'll just start with the easier, simpler pieces.
Start small.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Hurd, the director of the Geneva Music Festival, you also have, in addition to all this great classical music, you have thrown into the mix Cindy Winters, who's in Hamilton, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Doing Lena Horne. You've got the great drummer, T.S. Monk, who's doing his dad's music.
That's
correct. And you have bluegrass at the winery. So what is this musical added value to your festival?
Well, I think the Finger Lakes is a very diverse area, and we want to make sure we present a lineup of concerts that can appeal to as broad a audience as possible. With the jazz artists this year, the second week of our festival is actually titled Music, Poetry, and Perspectives, a celebration of African-American music and culture. And so those two bands, Cindy Winters' group, as well as T.S. groups, feature a lot of great African-American artists. We also have a wonderful African-American pianist, Michelle Kahn, coming, and we're playing the music of Florence Price during that week as well. We actually commissioned a piano quintet arrangement of her concerto in one movement. So that'll be a world premiere during the second week of our festival. So that's part of why we have such a diverse lineup that second week. And then just, again, trying to make what we do with classical music as relevant to as broad an audience as possible.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in. Thank you all very much for being here to join us for Backstage Pass. If you need more information, you can go to GenevaMusicFestival.com. Our executive producer is Gene Fisher. Our audio technician is Andrew Croucher, with help from Tim George. And many thanks to Jin-Joo Cho, Max Geisler, Hyun-Soo Kim, Eric Wong, and of course, Jeffrey Hurd. I'm your producer and host, Julia Figueres. Backstage Pass is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. This is Classical 91.5 and 90.3.